Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at what the Bible says about healing. So common is it in churches today to hear people say that, yes, God does heal, but not necessarily does he heal everyone, nor does he want to heal everyone, but instead he has some divine reason for allowing certain people to be sick and allowing others to amend. This is not consistent with the picture of God's character that we see as we study the scriptures. We know that God is a God of compassion, a God of mercy. Throughout the Old Testament, we see these words, "There is no God like thee, which keepeth covenant and shows mercy unto thy servants." And many scriptures, "The mercy of the Lord endures forever. Like a father that pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." The heart of God is a heart of mercy, and it is a heart of compassion. We see that Jesus was moved with compassion throughout his ministry on the earth. One day in the city of Nain, we find Jesus walking there and coming upon a funeral procession in Luke chapter 7. And it says in verse 11, "And now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, 'Do not weep.' And then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' And he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon them all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.'" Here we see that the Lord had compassion on her. Jesus had a heart of mercy. Jesus was a reflection of the Father. He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And it is said throughout the Old Testament that the Lord's mercy endures forever. One of the chief characteristics of God, one of his essential attributes, is that he's a God of mercy. And that God of mercy, moved with compassion, hearing the cries of his children, responds with a healing touch. We see this many times in Jesus' ministry. In Mark 1, verses 40 to 45, we find this account. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.' And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, 'I will, be thou clean.' And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed." He was moved with compassion. It was that compassion that moved Christ to heal that leper. We find another account in Matthew 14, and it says, "He departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." The mercy of God, the compassion of God, brings forth the healing of God. It is one of the essential characteristics of our God, that he's a God of mercy. The argument that God allows some people for some divinely inspired reason to remain sick, though they are believers, trusting in God, this argument or this idea is a false one. I realize that people have come to that conclusion based upon experiences that they have had or the experiences of other people, and they have come to an erroneous conclusion, saying that God, for some divine reason, wants certain people to be sick. This is not consistent with Scripture. If that were the case, then every single person who is a believer who wants to be healed and seeks to be healed by going to physicians or hospitals is actually fighting against the will of God for his life. But of course, that's an absurd statement. God's a God of compassion and a God of mercy and a God of healing. It is his will to heal. Those who would say that sickness can indeed be the will of God for his faithful children would literally be saying that it is a sin for someone to even desire to be well or to be healed, let alone if they spent hundreds or thousands of dollars seeking medical treatment, that they were trying to defeat God's purpose. If sickness is the will of God, then, as one writer put it, every physician is a lawbreaker and every trained nurse is defying the Almighty and every hospital is a house of rebellion instead of a house of mercy. And instead of supporting hospitals, we ought to do our utmost to close every one. Of course, this is a ridiculous thing to say because it is not the will of God for people to suffer and to be sick and diseased. Satan is the author of sickness and disease. It says in Acts 10:38 that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He clearly points out in that scripture that Satan is at the root of the oppression of sickness and disease and every other kind of affliction that people suffer on this earth. And if Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, then sickness and disease and affliction and bondage of addictions and mental illness and the like are from Satan himself, and Jesus came to destroy that work by his death and resurrection. Healing is the will of God. God wants you to be sure in your heart about this so you can take hold of the promise of healing for your own life. If you are sick in your body today, you must be convinced from the Word of God that your healing is in God's will, because it will be impossible for you to have real faith for healing if you have any doubt or unbelief in your heart as to your healing being the will of God. Faith is not believing that God can heal you, but faith is believing that God will heal you based on what he has proclaimed in his word. We will continue tomorrow establishing the biblical foundation that healing for the physical body was one in the atonement of Jesus's death on the cross. That atonement was not only for your spiritual freedom so that you would not end up in eternity without God, but it was also for your physical redemption as well. Redemption for spirit, soul, and body was in the atonement of Jesus's death on the cross and his resurrection power. Join me tomorrow as we take a look at the scriptures that clearly state that physical healing as well as spiritual healing is in the atonement. Join me on Keys to Victorious Christian Living at this same time. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita again, and I wanted to share with you for a few moments about our work in East Africa. I just recently completed writing a discipleship manual that we had translated into the Swahili language. We distributed it to pastors at a recent pastors' conference in the nation of Tanzania. As soon as I returned from that trip back to the United States, I received an email requesting 500 copies of the Swahili manual for a group of pastors in northern Tanzania. The head overseer had seen the material and requested 500 copies of it. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing to build up the church in East Africa, would you consider today sending a donation of $100 and specifically mark it Africa Translation Project? And we will use it to print those manuals in Swahili and transport them to those pastors in northern Tanzania. And as a thank you, I will send to you a copy of my discipleship manual in English for your own use. God bless you as you prayerfully consider sowing into East Africa. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.